الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فقد قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إن بكل تسبيحة صدقة وكل تكبيرة صدقة وكل تحميدة صدقة أو كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام respected elders, brothers in Islam. In the Holy Quran and in the Ahadith of our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that time and time again we are reminded that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not discriminate against us in any way when it comes to rewarding us for our good actions.
Subhanallah.
This is something mentioned time and time again in the Holy Quran, that He will not look at our color, whether we are black or white. He will not look at whether the person in question is an Arab or a non-Arab, for example. He will not look as to whether the person in question is a male or female. What Allah will look at is the action itself and reward us accordingly. So there will be no discrimination whatsoever when it comes to giving out the reward. This is the promise with our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is clear is that people within themselves are not equal when it comes to performing actions. Some people naturally will be better than others when it comes to performing a'mali saliha. And this is a fact of life. And moreover, what's more important, and this is what today's hadith is about, is that sometimes people have more opportunities to do good than others for reasons which people do not have any control in. That they really cannot do much about it. Or if they can, it will be very difficult to do something about. Let me give you a few examples, and then I will read to you this hadith sharif of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, today that we have all come here to perform Asr prayer, and we have performed it in the mosque, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have performed it with jama'ah, with congregation. And by doing so, alhamdulillah, and inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a great reward for this action.
Inshallah.
That we have performed Asr prayer, and we have performed it in congregation, and as we know, the sawab, the ajr for performing congregational prayer in jama'ah is much more than reading alone. And quite clearly, to be in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great action as well. So we are very fortunate in that sense. But you and I know that there are people in this city for whom it is very difficult to come to the mosque every single prayer. There are people who live on the outskirts of the city, and for them to come to Asr prayer, for instance, might take half an hour. Or there may be people who do live in this area but are very old or very frail, and it is difficult for them to come to perform Salah. And there are some cities in this country. I know in Leicester there is almost in some areas a mosque on every street corner. But there are areas in England where in a city there are no mosques. And the Muslims, their daily prayers they have to read at home. And sometimes I know of cases where people have to travel 30 or 40 miles just to read Jummah prayer. So you see that Allah promises that He will reward us for our actions, but when it comes to getting and to perform that actual action, we're not all equal. Some of us are more lucky than others. Some of us live near the mosque or are neighbors to the mosque. Some of us are very far. In exactly the same way that not everyone is equal in terms of the amount of money we have. And quite clearly, those people who have more money and Allah has guided them to the right path, then with this money they have better ways to give sadaqah. They, for instance, can give more money in zakah by nature when you give 2.5%. If one person is only paying zakat on £1,000, and another person, because Allah has granted him wealth, that he is paying it on £100,000, then obviously his zakat amount that he is giving will be more, and then clearly he will be getting more a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about those rich and affluent people who, by the grace of Allah, can go to Hajj and Umrah year upon year upon year, sometimes 2-3 times a year. And then think about those unfortunate people who perhaps only get an opportunity once in a lifetime to go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Money does make a difference when it comes to amal, and our circumstances do make a difference when it comes to performing good actions. This is exactly the question that the Sahaba Ikram asked the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this, if we have any doubts today, if we think about this ourselves, then the answer already lied, because our companions asked the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, Zahaba Ahlud Dusuri Bil Ujur, that the rich people have taken all the rewards away. They've taken the ajrs away. It was clear that the poor people came to the Prophet, and they were almost, in a sense, doing shikwa. They were almost feeling a bit agitated and disappointed, and they were almost complaining to the Prophet. And they said that the rich people, they are taking all the ajr away. Why? Yusalluna kama nusalli. Firstly, they're reading namaz, just like we are. They're performing salah. وَيَصُومُونَ كَمَا نَصُومُ. And they are fasting just like we are fasting as well. So we are both equal so far in terms of reward. وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ بِفُدُولِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. But the difference is that with their extra wealth, they are giving that away in sadaqah, and they are getting an extra reward now. That they are one step ahead of us now. And the reason why? Because they are richer than us. They're still performing salah like we are. They're still performing fasting like we are, but they have an extra edge over us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave assurance to the poor people, and he aimed to comfort not just his companion but to all of his ummatis until the day of judgment, to those people who perhaps were less fortunate. And basically what he said is that أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ مَا تَصَدَّقُونَ, that has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not given you a method by which you too can gain a large amount of rewards? In essence, what the Prophet here was trying to say is that giving sadaqah in the form of wealth is not the only way to get a big reward in Islam. And then the Prophet went on to say, إِنَّ بِكُلِّ تَسْبِيحَةٍ صَدَقَةً, that every time you say Subhanallah,
Subhanallah,
then you are getting sadaqah as well from Allah
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
That you are getting reward.
Subhanallah.
And the word that the Prophet used here, he said sadaqah itself, because sadaqah we normally associate with giving money to people. But the Prophet used the same word to describe the reward for getting Subhanallah. So in essence what the Prophet here is saying is that by saying Subhanallah and by giving money away, you're getting the same reward. So it was comfort to the poor people. The Prophet said, Inna bikulli tasbihatin sadaqa, that every time you say Subhanallah, you will get sadaqah for it. Wa kullu takbiratin sadaqa, and every time you say Allahu Akbar, you're going to get reward for it. It's a sadaqah for you. Wa kullu tahmidatin sadaqa, and every time you say Alhamdulillah, that is a sadaqah for you. وَكُلِّ تَحْلِيلَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ, and every time you say لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ, that is a form of sadaqah as well. So here what the Prophet here was trying to show to the poorer people is that expand your horizons and think about the other ways that you can gain a reward. That remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that iman has many different branches. It has more than 70 branches. Even removing something which might harm people from the street, even that is a part of iman. Even that is a form of getting reward. So do not think, look at your circumstances. Not everyone is rich, but that's not the only way that you can actually gain a reward. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished by saying, وَفِي بُدْءِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةً, that even when you fulfill your desires with your wives at home, then that is a form of sadaqah as well, and you will be rewarded for it. And the companions, they understood all of the points that the Prophet made, but this last point, they were somewhat confused by it. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, أَيَأْتِ أَحَدُنَا شَهْوَتَهُ وَيَكُونُ لَهُ فِيهَا أَجْرٌ, that, O Prophet of Allah, that in essence, when we sleep with our wives, we are fulfilling our desires. And you are telling us now that we are rewarded for this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually give us a reward for that, an ajr for that. And the Prophet explained to his companions, he said, that think that if you were fulfilling your desires in the wrong way, do you think Allah would punish you for it? And the companions replied, yes, we would get punished for it. So the Prophet then said that if you are fulfilling it in the right way, in the halal way, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that.
Subhanallah.
The Prophet said that أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ بَدَعَهَا فِي haram أَكَانَ عَلَيْهِ وِزْرٌ, that do you think that if you fulfill your desires in a haram way, أَكَانَ عَلَيْهِ وِزْرٌ, that would you be punished for it? And the companions replied, Bala, of course. فَكَذَلِكَ, likewise the Prophet said, إِذَا وَدَعَهَا فِي الْحَلَالِ كَانَ لَهُ أَجْرٌ, that when you fulfill your desires in the correct manner, then that is a ajr for you, that is a form of sawab for you as well. So here what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done is given assurance and comfort to the Muslims who perhaps are not as rich as others, who perhaps maybe do live further away from the mosque and cannot do the ibadat like some of us can, who cannot go to Umrah and Hajj every single year. What the Prophet here is trying to encourage them to do is think of the thousands and millions of ways that you can receive an ajr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of all of those ways, and there is no shortage of ways that you can actually please your Lord and please the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us the ability to receive a sadaqah in every single form with sincerity and devotion. Ameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghu al-mubeen.
Nare takbir.
Allahu akbar.
Nare risalat.
Ya Rasulullah.
Ameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim wa salli alayhi. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اشرح لنا صدورنا ويسر لنا أمورنا واحلل عقدة من ألسنتنا يفقهوا قولنا فسهل يا إلهي كل صعب بحرمة سيد الأبرار فسهل يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مدى يا واسع الكرم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.